Hello, welcome to the Online Newbie Podcast. My name is Adrienne Dupree of the Online Newbie, and you can find us at theonlinenewbie.com. And our mission is to teach people in corporate America who want to get out of the rat race how to start an online business. And our guest today is Debbie O'Grady. Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm fine, Adrienne. Thank you very much for having me.
And I think I first met you at NAMMS a few years ago. Is that your recollection?
I think so. I think that's exactly where we met the first time through, I think, through Connie Reagan Green. She introduced us.
Right. And now we're also in a couple of masterminds together. But I just remember when I met Debbie that she was somebody who was always smiling and had a very positive attitude. And then as we talked, we found out that we had a similar corporate background, but her story is a little bit different than mine. And then last summer, I started to look for contributors for my book, Leave the Corporate World Behind, which is a compilation book that chronicles the journey of people who used to work in corporate America, now have a full-time online business, or people who are still in corporate America and have a part-time online business. And Debbie was a perfect match, and I was so honored that she agreed to be in my book. So, Debbie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your story?
Well, and thank you so much, Adrienne. I'm just so happy that you invited me to write a chapter in your book and tell my story. I grew up in a small town in western Massachusetts, and it was a factory town. So my dad worked in the factory, General Electric, and once I graduated from high school, I did also for quite a few years. After maybe 6 years, 7 years, I decided that I wanted to go to college, and I went to college, got my bachelor's degree in computer science, and that's when I entered corporate America. Some people might consider the factory as corporate America, but I don't. I say that was a, you know, hourly blue-collar job. And to me, corporate America is when you're working in a corporation as, in a salaried position. Whether that's the correct definition or not, that's the way I look at it. So from there, I worked in corporate America. Worked my way up from being a software developer up through management positions over the course of like 25 years was pretty much how many years I worked in corporate America before I decided to leave.
Can you tell a little bit, because when you left, you took a little bit of a different path. Can you talk about that?
I did. When I first left corporate America, I just knew I wanted to have a business of my own, but I didn't quite know what I wanted to do. And it was a colleague that when I was talking about that I would love to have my own business that mentioned that maybe I should be a consultant. So I started looking into that because then I could do the same kind of work that I was doing, which at the time I was a project manager. I was also a process improvement specialist, and I managed a team of process improvement specialists. So that's the direction I went in when I first left. I was a process improvement consultant. I also, instead of just going into business for myself as a consultant, I partnered with two other people, and we created a company, and it was really a company of consultants. We focused on process improvement, so all of the work, all the contracts that we had were as process improvement consultants. So that was the first step that I made, leaving a large corporation, starting my own company with two other partners. So the three of us together owned our company, and we grew that over 2 years. We grew that to where we had 12 employees, full-time employees, working on different contracts, and we were very, very successful. But it was at that point that I realized what I had done was pretty much put myself in the same position as, even though I was an owner of the company, I still was in the same position there as I had been in corporate America, which was that I couldn't make my own decisions about who I wanted to work with or for, you know, what contracts I wanted to take. It was something that the three of us would decide together, and sometimes, you know, two would make the decision, and then whether it was me or one of the others had to just go along with it. So I felt like the exact reason why I wanted to leave corporate America, I had put myself into that same position working with partners. So at that point, I left. I sold my part of the company, and I left the partnership, and then I really went out on my own as a consultant doing that kind of work on my own.
Okay. And then after that, you started another company, right?
I did. I started my own company where I was a consultant. But at that point in time in my life, I had moved. I had moved out of the area of the country where all of my contacts were, my network, because when the partners and when we started that company as three partners, where we lived is where we had each worked for years. Once other companies, like owners of companies or even people that were the ones that would hire contractors, subcontractors or consultants, when they found out we had started a company, they came to us. We didn't have to really go out looking for work. But once I moved away from that part of that location to a whole different area of the country, I realized that I didn't know how to go. I didn't know marketing and sales. I didn't even know it really existed. So I was having a hard time, even though I was doing the same kind of work, I was having a very hard time finding that work in my area, just mainly because I didn't have any contacts there, and I didn't know how to go get them. So I had to go learn that. That was one of the big things that happened to me that I would say was a mistake that I had made before I left. That second company or even corporate America, to not learn what are the things that you have to do to make yourself visible, to be known amongst the people that would be your potential clients. So that was a lot of what happened to me that year that I started my own company. Was I spent a lot of time educating myself. And I hired a business coach. Once I learned that such a thing existed, I hired a business coach to actually help me know what to do and take all the steps that I needed to take to be successful.
Do you think that the route you took made it easier for when you started your online business, or, you know, because you had those experiences? So do you think that was helpful for you?
It really, really was, because once I decided that I didn't want to stay as a consultant because it was keeping me in that corporate America world, and I wanted to do things differently, which is my coaching business, which is an online business, because I already had a business coach that helped me learn, you know, that taught me marketing and sales as a consultant, I just maintained that. I, you know, at that point in time, I took on a different business coach, but even today, which is, you know, 5-6 years later, I'm in masterminds, as you said at the very beginning. I have, you know, I have a couple different coaches that help me in different areas of my business and my life. I don't think I would ever be without a coach ever again, because you're always, it's a mentor. You're, you know, to me, that's what I did, is I found a mentor that had done what I wanted to do, and that mentor was able to help me. And that's what I actually do today for people, is I'm a business coach. I'm a mentor for folks that are just, you know, that are a little bit behind me and just starting out, because I've already been through that. So the quick answer to your question is yes, with that explanation, that it really helped me. And it's mainly in the fact that I had got a coach, and I continue to have a coach today.
I know a lot of people starting out, that's one of the things that they usually don't do. And actually, I made that mistake in the beginning, because you're saying, oh, I really can't afford a coach. But at the same time, you're buying all these products and kind of spinning your wheels. And really, what you really need to do is to get a coach first, because, you know, they can give you that focus and direction. And I think in the long run, it saves you probably a lot of time and definitely a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I absolutely agree.
So one of the things that deters people in the corporate world from taking that leap of faith and leaving is fear. And so did you have any fear? And if you did, how did you overcome it?
Well, maybe my situation was a little bit different with the company that I worked for. I'm not sure. But the company that I worked for, and it was a large corporation, the way that they worked is, because I was a manager, so I managed a particular contract. When that contract was over, the company didn't find the next job for me. It was my responsibility to find my next contract and everybody on my team. So I think maybe because my mindset was like that, that I had to keep finding the next step for myself, and I would always help my team find the next step for them. Maybe it made it a little bit easier for me to take that leap of faith that I could do that. I was a bit naive, I have to say that, because it's one thing to find a contract within the corporation that you're working, because they're all laid out for you of, you know, here's what they're looking for, and they tend to hire internally before they hire externally. Once you're out of that environment, you're looking for a contract, but you don't have it. You don't have a database necessarily where everything is laid out in front of you. You do have to bid on the contract. It's a little bit different than interviewing and having your colleagues and your supervisors, giving you the references. So I have to say that the company that I worked for helped me to have that mindset of I could always find something for myself, find a new job, a new contract. It also, I really believe that I was a bit naive and not knowing and understanding about marketing and sales and bidding for work. And on the online world, it's the same thing, it's just different words. I mean, it's definitely marketing and sales. The bidding for work is you've got to get yourself out there. You've got to be visible. People have to know what it is you do and what you offer, how you can serve them. It's that that same kind of mindset. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And another thing that really holds people back is, like you said, the mindset. So, people, if they're in the mindset of being an employee, it's much different. There's a different mindset if you're going to be an entrepreneur. And I'm sure you had to make some mind shift changes when you first, said, I'm going to leave the corporate world and I'm going to be an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. One of the things that I did, that I feel I did correctly, is I did save money. So I had money set to the side. So that was part of the mindset of I can take care of myself, because I had a savings there that I could pull from if I didn't get work right away. I think the biggest mindset shift is pretty much what I was saying about when I was in corporate America and my contract ended, I just would go to a database of contracts where they were looking for new project managers, and I would look and see what was there and what did I maybe want to do, and I'd interview for the ones that I thought would be interesting. When you're on your own, and especially when you're online doing an online business, there's no such thing. You create your products, you create your services, and you put yourself out there and let people know what it is you offer. So, there might be a rejection if I went for an interview and didn't get the particular position I was looking for, but I knew there were a bunch more that I could go interview for. When you have your own business and your own online business, if you create a product and spend a lot of time creating a product and you put it out there and nobody buys it, that's a really big thing because you were counting on that. So it's not like you can just you can just go create another product. That's kind of the mindset that people have to have. If one thing doesn't work, okay, move on and try something else. And don't let the rejection of nobody buying what you're offering stop you. I think that's the biggest thing that people have to get past when they have their own business.
Yeah, I would agree. And another thing that people struggle with is, in some cases, is communicating to friends and family, you know, why they want to leave the corporate world. Because, you know, most of us are taught to, you know, go to school, you know, get good grades and then get a good job. And they really just don't understand why you would want to leave, you know, your career in corporate America. And so what advice would you give people that are struggling with communicating their choices to friends and family?
Honestly, the first thing that I would say to a person that is in that situation and making, if they're still trying to make the decision, is that it's not your friends and family's decision, it's yours. If it's something that you know you really, really want to do and that's the direction you want to go in, maintain that excitement and that the whole reason why you're doing this. You know, make sure you know what that reason is. It's not just because you hate your job. It might be. But what is it that you're stepping into? Why are you doing your own business? That type of thing, rather than just getting another job. Now, and I will say for people that aren't making the choice voluntarily, because that does happen. People get laid off or fired from their job, and maybe they then decide, I don't want to ever be put in that position again, and they want to start their own business. Again, there's a whole reason why behind that, and hold on to that reason why, because when you explain it even to a stranger, never mind your friends and family, that you're starting something like this, they're going to ask you, why? Why are you doing that? And as long as you have that reason why deep inside of you, and you can hang on to that, the excitement of what you're doing, that's what it always was for me, was the excitement of wanting to do this and the challenge. And I was able to convey that whenever I talked about it, about having my own business and how great it was and what I was able to do for myself and for my family. It just really helped, so that when there was a negativity from a friend or a family member, I could just let it go. I just felt they didn't understand it. It wasn't something that they would do, but it was what I wanted to do. So that's a big, again, we talked about mindset. It's a big mindset. It is a big mind game type of thing until you are successful, and then people will stop. They'll stop questioning why you did it.
Yeah, I think you're right. In my case, I think what I believe is that your reason why has to be bigger than just money. I think, you know, it has to be a bigger reason, and then you'll just stay motivated and, you know, keep pursuing it until you're actually successful.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, Debbie, for somebody who wants to leave the corporate world, you know, what are maybe one or two pieces of advice that you would give them, you know, if this is something that they actually want to pursue?
Well, my first bit of advice is to have money set aside, because it does cost money to have your own business. If you are put in a position where it was not voluntary, it would be nice if today you start saving to put money aside just in case that happens. So that would be my very first suggestion. My next is to start figuring out what is it that you want to do. Having your own business, there's millions of different possibilities. Having an online business, it's the same thing. There's all kinds of things you can do that's an online business on the internet, where it's not a physical store or restaurant or a franchise and something like that. So again, look into it. Do your research. So those would be my two big things, is if it's at all possible put money aside because it's going to cost you money to start your business, and you want to have it be nice. I know people say a couple months worth of your current salary. It would be nice if you had a year's worth. Some people, that's just not possible, but as much money as you can, put it aside, put it in savings so that you can draw on that in the beginning, and then make that decision of what is it you want to try. That would be the second bit of advice, and keep an open mind, because it may be that what you try in the very beginning, you find out that that's not really what you want to do. So you have to be flexible. You have to be able to make changes, because when you're out on your own doing your own thing, it may take a couple different tries before you find out exactly what it is that you love to do. It took me quite a long time to be focused and figure out that I wanted to be a coach and a mentor, and I wanted to specifically focus on one very narrow area all around accountability, because that's very much a part of what my background was with project management and process improvement. But I didn't get that when I wasn't doing that when I first started my business. It took me a while to find that.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit more about your accountability programs and what you're doing with accountability, because that is really different than what most people are doing online.
It is, because as a coach, as I said in the beginning, that I help people that want to either grow the business that they currently have or start a business. What happens, and you mentioned it at one point about the focus, is a lot of times when you're doing something new, something that you don't quite know all the answers to, and that's very much what having your own business is all about, and especially the online business, because things change all the time. As soon as you figure one thing out, it changes, and so then you got to learn something new. People tend to not be able to stay focused, some people. I don't think you are in that category, Adrian, because you tend to stay very focused and accomplish things. You really do. I think it's wonderful. I love watching you take something new on. But there are a lot of people that can't stay focused, that there's so much out there. They don't know where to start. And once they start, if that doesn't quite work, they don't know what to do next. So having a coach is the first step. And accountability, which is what I focus on, I help them to figure out what the goal is, to define that goal, plan out all of the action steps that need to be taken to accomplish that goal. And it's usually we break a very long-term goal down into short-term goals, so into 60-day or 90-day goals, and then lay out all the action steps, and then lay out a plan, a weekly and a daily plan of those action steps for what needs to be done each day and each week in order to accomplish that goal. And it's something a little bit different than a lot of coaches, because my business coach will tell me to do something, you know, do this next, and then I lay out my plan and lay out my action steps, but my coach doesn't do that with me. And as an accountability coach, that is what I focus on with people, to help them stay focused and on track to accomplishing their goals, which is very much what I did as a manager, because I would always lay out a schedule of tasks for the team. You know, the team members would always do it with me, but that's what we would follow all the time to make sure that we were going to finish the project on task and, you know, according to the schedule that the client required and within budget of what the client required. So it's that same mentality that as a project manager that now I've put into as an accountability coach for people.
What projects are you currently working on?
I have a accountability training course that I offer to people, which is a do-it-yourself type of training. So and it's just what I just explained, where they go through the course and they learn how to to lay out their goals, lay out their action steps, and then have their daily plan. And then they can try to do it on their own. And a lot of people that take the course, they're absolutely fine, and they can maintain that schedule, those daily action steps. And then there are some people that want some extra help. So I also offer an accountability program that people can join the program, and they're talking to me. They go through the course, and they have their action and accountability plan that they're using. They're sending me that plan, and I help hold them accountable for what is on the plan. And they talk to me a couple times a month to help make sure that they are staying on the plan. And then if they need a little bit more help, then they can come into my one-on-one coaching program, which is, you know, they have a lot more time with me. It's not just for accountability. It's really helping them to figure out what is it that they want to do. That's really good for new folks that don't quite know what direction they want to go in, that I can help them figure out what they're good at and maybe what they should be doing for a business, whether it's online or local type of business. So that's what I also offer as a high-end accountability program. That's a 1-year coaching program.
And if people want to get in touch with you so they can find out more about you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, which is revenuerecharge.com, and there's a page, a contact page, or they could email me at Debbie, and that's Debbie, @revenuerecharge.com. And that way there, if they have any questions, if they want to talk to me, I actually do 20, 30-minute accountability type telephone calls with folks where, you know, it's just a free call to talk about what are their goals and help make sure that they're not looking at really high, long-term goals, to help them break it down to shorter-term goals. And even in the call, lots of times we are laying out the action steps for them. So that's something that folks can contact me, and I can send the link so that they could sign up for one of those calls, and we can help get people started that are maybe just thinking about it or a little bit stuck on what should I do and how do I go about this.
Wow, that's great that you offer that as a free service to get people started. Hopefully people will definitely take advantage of that.
Thank you. So
Debbie, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story. It's very interesting. And also being a part of the book, Leave the Corporate World Behind. So to read more about Debbie's story and more inspiring stories about people who left corporate America, you can purchase the book on Amazon by going to the link, the onlinenewbieloves.me, Leave the Corporate World Behind Kindle, or just going straight to Amazon and searching for Leave the Corporate World Behind. And once again, I would like to thank my special guest, Debbie O'Grady.
Thank you, Adrian. It was wonderful talking with you.
Thank you so much.